We're doing it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Hey, hey now.
And I'm going to be at Knott's Berry Farm with Gina Grab, Randy Wang, and Danny Bonaducci is joining us
really?
This Friday. Yes, Danny. I saw him today with that tank top on. I don't know how to pat a guy in the back wearing a tank top. You know when you give a guy a slap on the back?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, if he hit his skin, I mean, is that weird?
Well, I mean, what kind of tank top? Like the muscle
black,
one?
It's a black tight tank top.
Yeah, where there's a lot of like flesh.
Yeah, I went to give him a slap on the back. I'm like, I don't know what to touch. If I'm going to touch him, then he thinks I'm...
That's when you give him a slap on the ass.
I don't know.
Like the baseball players do.
I threw all my tanks away.
In the 80s?
Yeah, I don't have any tank tops left. But anyway, so Friday, if you get there after 4 o'clock, you get in for half price. They're open 10, so you get 6 hours at Knott's Berry Farm, and that's a good deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, man. All right, I had this thing emailed to me. It's somebody found this. The weirdest ad, before we get into this topic here, the weirdest ad on Craigslist ever.
Oh.
All right. And this actually is a pretty recent ad. It was April 28th, 2008.
And this is what you consider to be the weirdest ad, or somebody sent this to you?
Somebody sent it to me and said, this has got to be number one.
Okay, gotcha.
And it comes out of Philadelphia, all right? And this is what the guy is looking for. The guy looks like Captain Kangaroo, with a little less hair, and no shirt on and a goatee. If you can picture Captain Kangaroo with less hair, a little fatter, no shirt, and a goatee.
That's scary.
If you can put that together, you got the guy. You nailed
him. I got the visual.
Anyway, he wants a guy age 25 to 70. And maybe this is you. I don't know. I'm not talking about you.
Clearly.
He wants age 25 to 70-year-old guy to come over and J-O in my model train room.
What?
Yeah. And you know what J-O is?
Yeah.
So when guys enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Peel went off.
What is it?
Peel went off.
Yeah, you peel and went off. He wants a 25 to 70-year-old guy to come over and join him to peel one off in the model train room. Okay, now that's not the end of the ad.
That's quite a lot of wiggle room in the age, though. 25 to 70?
Yeah. A friend of mine pointed out that he probably didn't want to seem like a weirdo. So he went with 25 to 70.
But keep it wide open.
But I think if you're 24, you could probably slide in.
Or 71.
Yeah, maybe he's not checking ID as carefully as some other establishments. But anyway, he's into mutual touching and stuff, but nothing more than that, ... I'm not gay.
Wait, what?
Mutual touching. He wants somebody to come over and join him in peeling one off in his train room.
I understand, but then he's not gay?
Well, he's into mutual touching and stuff. I'm not sure. I don't even think we can use that term.
Really?
No? Okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't like to use that term. He wants to just peel one off with another guy. He doesn't want to get any further.
Gotcha.
It's all HO scale. I'm not sure what that means. Then after you finish, you can stomp around and kick the trains and buildings like a monster. But don't break them. They're my sons.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, kind of like how Godzilla would go through like the model train sets in the movies?
Yeah, so once you've peeled one off, you can stomp around the trains. But don't break them. They're my sons. And we don't know how old the kid is.
Is the kid in the room or the house?
I don't know if the kid's in the house
or not.
God,
I hope not.
I really don't know where that kid is. And you can kick the trains and buildings like a monster. And we can do this until 4 a.m. or until we get tired.
Oh, my God.
And most of the guys fall into the latter or until we get tired.
Until 4 a.m.? Now, does it have a start time? Like when this tryst
I think you just come over any time. You know, sometime late in the evening when the kid's to bed.
Now, what's HO scale?
I don't know what that means. All right, but anyway, it says, also, I have lots of imitation crab meat in my freezer.
What?
That I need to get rid of, so you can have a bunch when you leave. It's all perfectly good. We just got too much. So, I have some questions for this guy.
Can we get him on the phone?
Nah, I don't think so. But I have some questions for this man here. and without calling him up and asking him directly. If the kid's home, does the kid automatically take a powder and go to his bedroom when dad has friends over to a J.O. on his train set?
I think the minute that dad enters the train room, that's like the game room.
That's the high sign to the kid?
Yeah, like,
get out.
Yeah, take a hike.
Kid. Yeah, you can take your engineer's outfit off, young man. Dad and his Craigslist buddy are coming in.
Oh.
So, and then what's the sign that the kid is allowed to go back in the train room? Does he hear, like, in a distance? I think he hears in the distance, hey, how you set for crab meat? And he knows the session's about to end.
I want to know, how did they get so much crab meat? And is it imitation? You said it's imitation?
Yeah, it's imitation crab meat.
I mean, did he buy out like a huge warehouse or something?
How he got so much imitation crab meat where he can sort of give it away to people who come and jay off on his train.
And doesn't it go bad at some point, even though it's in the freezer and stuff? Like, isn't there like an expiration date on crab meat?
Well, if it's imitation crab meat, I bet it lasts a little longer. But I also have another question for this man. If who's into model trains and fake crab meat? I mean, who has that Jones?
I just can't get the visual of, like, Captain Kangaroo out of my head.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo.
A goatee, shirtless, and he wants a guy 25 to 70 to come over and J.O. on his train set.
Fantastic. Mutual touching and stuff, but he's not gay.
He's not gay. And then after you finish, you can kick around the trains. And the building's like a monster. But don't break them. They're my sons. And we can do this till 4 a.m. or until we get tired.
I wonder what happens at 4 a.m.
I think at 4 a.m. the kid's probably stirring around because he's got to get up for school maybe at 5, 5:30, 6.
I wonder if that's when the mother gets up.
No, it doesn't sound like there's a level-headed female figure in this house.
You don't think?
No. It sounds like it's lacking the nanny.
An estrogen touch?
It doesn't sound like there's a lot of female hormones circulating throughout the train room.
There could be.
Yeah, the fake crab. Mm. But it also, I bet he cuts it off at 4, because the kid's probably got to get up to school at around 6, and you want at least 2 hours to try to clean up any damage that the guy walking around like a monster nude on your son's train set would do. And if he's J-O-ing on the train set, then you got to make sure that room is
sanitized.
Put back together.
A little Febreze, maybe?
Yeah, put it back together so the kids can enjoy it again. But, you know, the internet might be the demise of the world. Because otherwise, I would have never heard of this guy wanting a 25 to 7-year-old guy to come over and J-O on his train set.
I mean, chances are that guy could have eventually one day called you here at 97.1.
But I would have never heard of this guy if it wasn't for the internet.
That's true.
You couldn't put this ad in the LA Times.
He's in Philadelphia, right? He's so far away.
And you couldn't put it in the LA Times.
No.
They would probably say no, even though they could use the business down there. I bet the LA Times would say yes. I'm going to try to put this ad in the LA Times.
Yeah, but see, the thing about putting it,
I bet at this point, the LA Times, they would absolutely accept it.
Probably. They need the business. But then there's the extra added expense of anybody answering that ad here in LA has got to now fly their ass to Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And then what do you do with the imitation crab?
Yeah, you got to get yourself
get back?
Like a hotel room there with a refrigerator and enjoy that imitation crab while you're there. Jesus
Christ. Have you ever put an ad on the internet at all, ever?
On Craigslist, yeah.
For what?
I sold concert tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do well?
I thought I did. I had a deal with a guy and his phone number and everything, then he effed me.
Did he stiff you?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had great luck with Craigslist. George in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Timmy?
All right, what up?
Hey, that HO?
Yeah.
That's the size of the train.
HO?
Yeah. It's like the miniature trains.
Oh, I see. Are you the dude that put this ad in?
No.
You seem to know an awful lot about the HO and imitation crab meat.
No, when I was a kid, I had a train set, and HO was the size, like the miniature. I'm about your age. I'm 46.
Oh, I see. All right. No, I'm glad you know
I was
that.
Reading it as host scale. I'm like, I know that.
Like wholesale.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Stray Cats at the Orange County Fair's Pacific Amphitheater.
Nice.
Yeah, July 22nd. Get out to the OC Fair.
Brian Setzer.
Until August 3rd. OCFair.com has all your tickets for you. OCFair.com.
Nice.
.com. Look at you.
Wow.
All right. There were a lot of crazy people in Southern California. It happened to be one of them. I don't think I'm...
And you're sitting next to another one.
I don't think I'm solidly normal, but I don't think I'm really effing nuts. I'm like, I stay out of prison for murder, but I don't run... I'm not a CEO of a company.
Gotcha.
I'm in between. I'm a tweener.
Ooh, okay.
But for some reason, either Southern California has more than its share of these people, or I happen to be a magnet for them. But in the last about 10 or 15 years, maybe the last 20 years, I seem to be a magnet for really needy mother effers. Really needy guys and needy women. People who don't really have their life together. And I seem to be the dude.
Because you do have your life together.
I don't have my life together.
Yeah, you appear to be. So when a person's out of control in their life, they're looking for an anchor. They're looking for something stable and solid. And you should take it as a humongous compliment that...
It's a pain in the ass.
That a ton of people think that you're the most stable person that they know.
But I'm not. And I even in guys that I've known for a little while, something about Southern California...
You think it's in the water?
Really F's people up. I don't know whether it's, the problem in this country, in the United States, and I'm not going to, sit here and talk about all the problems in this country, but we're so used to and so driven by money.
True.
That I think we often, forget the smaller things in life and the more enjoyable things in life. But everybody... always concentrates on money.
And they're very wrapped up in their problems.
Yeah. Everybody has goddamn problems, man. And I never really lay my problems on anybody.
Me either.
But I get a lot of people presenting their problems to me, and even just casually. Like the other day, there's a guy who works here at the CBS Radio. Does not work for the station. He works for another station over there. And I said to him, "How you doing?" And he says, "Oh man, not so great."
Don't ever ask someone how they're doing.
And then he went into a long story about his son, and his son just got arrested for something.
Unless you mean it, do not ever ask someone how they're doing.
No. You never give up any more information than fine. That's what you're supposed to do. How you doing? I'm doing good. How you doing? All right, man.
So basically,
that's it.
Now, was the person that you were talking to, was that a guy?
Yes, it was a guy. Yeah.
Now, you expect that a little bit more from chicks. Like, how are you doing? Oh, well, I broke up with Brian and blah, 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 blah. And,
right. It's one of the reasons I don't have any women friends.
Really? Not one woman friend? Not even your wife? She's got to be your friend.
Yeah, but this is my wife. I'm not talking about my wife. I'm talking about women outside of my family. I don't have one.
Don't you think I'm your friend?
Yeah, but I mean, we don't...
You called me when you heard my cat died. That was very nice of you.
Thank you.
But I don't call you and tell you my problems. I don't ask you to solve my problems.
No, but
I don't ever step over that line.
No, you're fine, Sam. You're fine. You're not high maintenance at all.
Why are you laughing then?
No, you're fine.
You just remembered
honestly
something.
Honestly, God, you're fine,
I'm sure
Sammy.
You did.
Please, I don't want to have an argument with you. there's something about Southern California where people think that they can present their problems to everybody. I mean, you go to the Midwest, you go even back east of New York. Nobody presents their problems to you.
They're all tough.
But out here, every stupid a-hole you meet has a goddamn story for you.
I know why, because they think that you can solve it.
No, they don't want
it. You never know who you're going to meet in this town.
They don't even want it solved. I happen to be a magnet for lunatics, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Maybe somebody out there can help me out. Or perhaps you're in the same position. Why are some of us, and by the way, I cannot stand drama in my life.
Oh, I know.
And you know that.
I know that. I've been on the one end of the drama once or twice and was not very happy.
I know.
Yeah,
you
don't like to be pissed off.
I happened to call Sam like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I made you cry, and I apologize for that.
I did cry.
I know
Dude,
you did.
I would never want to upset you. I love you so much.
But you did something that I dread more than anything in the world.
It was so innocent, though.
I know. But nevertheless, you did it, and I had to ask you not to do it again.
And I cried.
I know. And you shouldn't have cried, because I was just having a business conversation with you. And then all of a sudden you start crying.
And I was like, and I know you hate drama, now I'm crying.
It was a really uncomfortable morning.
Sorry, dude.
That I had to call Sam, and Sam started crying on the phone. But why is it that people in Southern California feel that they can tell you about their problems when almost everywhere else I've ever been in the world, people keep it to themselves?
Because here, we're actually dumb enough to ask. How you doing?
No, you do that in New York. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, but that's
different.
And a guy
goes, I'm doing great.
That's just conversational. New Yorkers are conversational, because I'm a New Yorker and I can tell you that right now. We make conversation all the time. California, it's not about conversation. They want problem solving. It's not conversation here. It's help me. Oh my God, you're a radio host? You have a relationship show? The minute people find out when they meet me that I have a relationship show, every person's telling me their story all the time. And then I get home and my phone never stops ringing. It's the same thing. People asking me to solve their problems, give them advice on their relationships, what they should do with their children. I don't even have a kid.
All right, gang. Is there something special or different about Southern California where people feel like they can present their problems to you? Or am I just sort of hypersensitive to this? Here are the phone numbers. And why is this going on in Southern California when it doesn't happen anywhere else in the world? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you're a magnet for this kind of crap, call me up, because I need to talk to people who also feel like they're a magnet for problems. And maybe together we can find out how we can solve the dilemma and push these people out of our lives.
Okay.
Because I will, and I've done this with people I've known, with friends, with some family, and a lot of coworkers. But if I find out that somebody is a real high maintenance person, and I don't judge them on the first week or two that I know them, but maybe over a year or two, and I find out that somebody's a lunatic, I do shut them down, because I can't stand that crap.
Right. Well, especially, also, you have a family, dude.
Especially female behavior from guys. If he's gay, that's one thing. But if a straight guy is acting like a chick, there's not a bigger turnoff in the universe than a guy who is a heterosexual guy and acts like a woman. And I'm talking about the, you know, why didn't you call me back? You know, if you ever hear that from a guy?
Dude, I get that from my girlfriends, too.
Why didn't you call me back?
Because you couldn't.
Why do I owe you a phone call?
Yeah.
Who the Christ says that? Why didn't you call me back?
Clearly somebody that had a very big dilemma that needed to speak with you, Tim.
But you know the only truthful answer to why you didn't, like, let's say I called you today, right?
Right.
And I go, hey, Sam, you didn't call me back. Why didn't you call me back?
I forgot.
Okay, you clearly didn't. You lied.
No, I really forgot.
See, the only true response is why I didn't call you back, because I didn't want to talk to you. Like, let's say, why don't you ask me, like, you called me today.
Hey, Tim, why didn't you call me back?
Because I didn't want to talk to you, Sam.
That's really rude.
Okay, but that's honest.
Okay, well then fine, I don't want to talk to you either.
The response to that. Why didn't you call me back? Because I didn't want to talk to you.
Okay, but see, people are more sensitive to hurting each other's feelings, and you don't want to respond
that. No, I just can't understand.
You have to go the extra mile to try and make people feel good around you.
Sammy, please, listen to me. Listen to me, okay? Maybe we can all, and then we'll take a break. We can all learn something here for a second, okay? Guys are very simple creatures.
Yes, you are.
If you complicate their lives, they move out of your life.
That's not true.
If you complicate a guy's life, he moves on.
Oh, that's
Has that happened to you in relationships?
Oh, no. I've complicated so many guys' lives, and they just hung in there.
And they've all moved on.
No, they hung in there.
They've all moved on,
No, I
Sammy.
Kicked them to the curb.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Thank you so much, buddy.
And the All-Star Game is still going on Channel 11, and it'll soon be the longest All-Star Game in the history of modern-day Major League Baseball.
What is it, 15 innings?
Yeah, I think they're in the 15th right now.
Wow.
And it is 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock. It's 1:30 at Yankee Stadium, and this game is still going on.
Wow.
Jeez.
I went to an All-Star game once.
You know, that stadium won't let it die, man. You know, this is the last time they're playing at Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium will be demolished, I believe, at the end of this year. And they want to hold on. I guess the ghosts there want to hold on to this game as long as possible.
I'm trying to think. I think it was in 1995, and I'm pretty sure it was in Philadelphia. That's the All-Star game I went to.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was your guy in it?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mickey Tettleton. Yeah. Jeez, he did good,
look
too.
At you.
Yeah.
All right. Why are people in Los Angeles so readily and so easily able to lay their problems on your doorstep? You know, you say to somebody, how you doing? And the guy gives you 20 minutes of how crappy his life is. And listen, everybody has problems. But and a friend of mine in the Valley told me this. He said, if you take all your problems in your family and you put them out on the curb, and everybody else puts their problems on the curb. If you go around the neighborhood and looking at each other's problem cans, you'd go back and take yours back immediately.
Right, and say, oh, I don't have it that bad.
Yeah. But anyway, I got my problems. I don't lay them on anybody. I solve them myself. And I wish there were more people that did that.
I have a girlfriend that every time she calls me, there's always bad stuff going on. And I feel like I'm her like personal therapist. And it gets to the point where we sometimes don't speak because she doesn't have anything positive to say, so she doesn't want to call
right?
me. And then, yeah, and I told her, I said, dude, when you call, we don't have to always discuss the bad things. I mean, there are good things going on just in general
in
the
world.
Yeah,
that's tough to have somebody so negative.
In life, I mean, maybe with your kids. I mean, something could possibly be good going on.
Yeah, and Gina calls them energy zappers. That's
exactly
what they are.
Yeah, energy vampires.
Yeah, they steal your energy because they got none of their own.
I don't think that she does it intentionally. It's just, and the other thing about this particular person is for years she's been complaining about the same problems. And for years I've been giving her the same advice. And then finally I just cut it. I'm like, dude, I'm wasting my breath. And literally, you're not respecting my time because you're taking it all up, telling me the same story over and over.
Exactly,
and then you're taking
right.
it all up with me explaining the same thing to you over and over.
Ed in Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Nice
dude?
To hear you. Tim, I think it's actually the people that you're attracting because of celebrity and because of your name.
Get out of here, dude.
I think it's actually the opposite. I think people in L.A. are superficial and they don't open up. I lived in New York for 15 years and I've lived here for 15 years now. And I think it's the opposite. I
mean, no. In New York, you know, people will tell you their problems, but it'll take them 8 seconds to do it.
Right, but like, just like
it's like, you know, like a guy will say in New York, you go, hey, how you doing? You go, oh, my lawnmower busted up, but I took it in. I'll get it back tomorrow. You know, and boom, it's over. The guy told you what his problem was, and he had a solution for it.
Yeah, because it's so crowded, and everybody's on such a fast pace. But just like Sammy said, if you don't mean it, you shouldn't be asking for it out here. Because
no, people are conversational out here. Yeah. They are.
Yeah, but when you say to somebody, how you doing, it's not an open invitation to lay their problems on you.
How about how about you just go, everything's cool? Because then that's a yes or no answer.
No.
Yeah.
Here's the other part of it, because there's a lot of transplants who come here for the entertainment industry and to be in the Hollywood. So there's a lot of struggling bartenders and the, you know, actor wannabes. And
that's true.
Maybe they just gravitate towards you. And when you say, how are you doing? They do feel like you're being, you want to hear their problems.
Yeah, that you're genuine. Because have a radio show.
But I even get it from strangers. I was at California Pizza Kitchen the other day, and I asked the...
they know who you are, right?
No, they had no idea who I am. But I said to the waitress there, I said, hey, you know, she was just, you know, getting us our food. I said, how's it going? She goes, oh... You can't believe this. You know, I was here the other day, and I had my purse with me. I'm like, wait a minute. You're going to lay the story
I
on
know
me?
Why. I know why. Because she was fishing for a tip. You cannot ask a waitress how she's doing. She's going to clearly tell you she's having the worst shift ever, so
all
you
right.
give her extra money.
Ed, we thank you for calling, buddy. Let's talk to a Josh. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going,
hey,
guys?
Hey, all right.
I I just want to say two things right quick. One is I want to say congratulations to Sam and to Randy because everybody's bashing on about their awards, but it's kind of cool, you know?
The employee of the quarter
awards. Needs it.
It's not that cool.
It is very cool. Thank you.
But it makes people all happy.
Yeah.
But another thing,
it makes more people. It makes more people unhappy than it does happy.
That's not true.
But real quick, on your whole thing, you know, people tell you their life story. I've seemed to master when I say hello or how's it to somebody.
Right.
I automatically go into Charlie Brown mode, you know, and just sit there and wah, 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 wah. And then you throw in a good times and a uh-huh every now and then. And go about your day.
Right. Well, a friend of mine taught me how to get out of a conversation you don't want to be in. As soon as they pause, you compliment and move. Compliment and move. You know, you pat him on the back. You go, you got some funny ass there, and you move. But you got to hit him with a compliment and move. You got a great shirt there, and move on.
That's the key.
And move. Compliment and move. Let's talk to Jennifer on the 5 Freeway. Why is everyone presenting their problems to everybody out here?
Well, sometimes some people just have that kind of face that says, talk to me. Tell me what you're thinking.
And that's Tim Conway Jr.
I don't got that, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was also thinking that maybe they admire your lack of drama, and they think, well, if he doesn't have drama, maybe if I listen, tell him what I'm going through, maybe he can impart some of that tranquility that, you know, move through life, I can fix it type of thing. Because you sound very capable. You know, you want to fix your own problems. You may do research, but you're not moaning and groaning about it.
And a lot of people look up to you, too, Tim Conway.
That's not true.
That is true.
I think what it is my father, when I was a young kid, said to me, he said, you can't blame anybody for your failures or for your advances. You always have to blame yourself and always, you know, dig down deep and find out what you did wrong and what you did right. And I think if more
personal responsibility.
Yeah. If more
and
people,
integrity.
Yeah. But if more people got that speech when they were younger, now everybody plays the blame game. And I have family members who constantly do this where they blame they blame an aunt, an uncle, their childhood. They blame their coworkers. They blame everybody but themselves.
I have a big issue with that because, I mean, I could go on and blame my childhood and my mother and the abuse and all that. But, you know, it made me who I am. And who's going to sit and wallow in the past when you have a future to live in?
Yeah, but at what point do you stop blaming your parents for your life?
I think when you're a child.
21? 18?
Earlier.
12?
After the therapy.
2?
After the therapy.
All right, Jennifer, we thank you for calling, baby.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Rob in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Yo, Rob.
Hey, you know, everybody in California is a pussy. It doesn't matter, men and women. It's like, man, I'm about the same age you are, Tim.
Right.
And, you know, my dad went to work, came home. My mom stayed home, took care of the kids, cleaned the house, made the dinner. You know what I mean? There's 5-6-year-old kids with cell phones in their hands.
I know.
What?
I know. And I think you're right. Most guys out here.
You know, men like guns, fishing, hunting.
Right.
You know.
A man after my own heart, Rob.
I don't know what happened out here, though. I don't know whether it's, you know, there's estrogen in the water.
See, I said it was the water earlier, the beginning
hell
of the hour.
Out here, yeah. Man. There's a lot of guys that just are real
There's
soft,
a lot of
real
self-help.
Soft dudes out here.
It's the secret, dude. It's all the secret. It just hit me. It's a secret.
I know. There's a lot of soft guys out here, man.
It's not just guys.
It is.
Everybody's searching for answers in California.
All right. The American League just won on a very bad play.
Yay!
The American League won the All-Star game in the bottom of the 15th inning on a terrible play.
Nice. Nice. At least they won.
Guy should have kept his foot on the plate.
Yes. Look at him. Look, he's so excited.
Yeah. Who's excited about this?
I am.
All right. Why are people out here so willing to present their problems to you? And nowhere else do I experience that. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
This town is incredibly insecure. One of the
soft town, man.
Hey, it's everybody's here to be in the entertainment industry, and everybody's got a very fragile ego.
A lot of soft dudes.
Yeah.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Now.
Wow.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us.
Thank you, buddy.
And why are people in Southern California always laying their problems on you?
Because you ask.
No, I don't ask.
You do. You go, how you doing?
Yeah, but you don't want to ask. You don't want to know.
So you're being conversational.
Nah, you don't. Kelly and Tustin, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
I love you guys. Sam, I love you because you have a great laugh and you've lived a big, full life and you're unapologetic for it.
Thank you, Kelly.
Anyway, I love you because you're just a man and I respect that. Anyways, I work as a life coach, so it's kind of relevant to the work that I do, but I'm going to give you like $500 worth of therapy for free right now. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Okay. This is really how it shakes down. The happiest and most actualized people, if you notice, don't talk about their past anymore. Why? Because they're over it. They're complete with their past. And in order to do that, it's really simple. You got to forgive your parents for everything they did wrong and be thankful they didn't do more wrong. You finally figure out that they did the best with what they got from their parents.
Right.
You know, and then you clean up your messes, because people with integrity and character, which is actually when we're the happiest, when we restore it, there are people who we all know to be of their word. You know, when you have people in your life that you just know you can count on them. They say something and they're going to follow through.
Right.
And you know immediately with the people in your life who say something and you go, yeah, right. You know that you're going to get a text message, they're going to flake. It really doesn't mean much to them when they say something.
Yeah, their word is not their bond.
Exactly.
And tell me if this is this is what I do. But tell me if this is right or wrong.
Sure.
But if somebody has plans with me, right, even to go to Vegas for the weekend or to a baseball game or whatever, and they call me up and they cancel and they said I can't go, that actually makes me happy. Is that weird?
Maybe it makes you feel better because you know you're like that too.
Actually, because you didn't really want to go and you were just being conversational by saying yes.
No, listen, even if I was going to go to Vegas with a friend, he calls me and goes, oh, I can't go. I'm like, all right, well, go.
Just because they bail first.
Yes, yeah, exactly right.
Maybe it's that, but you know, it really comes down to this. Everybody makes messes. You just got to clean them up.
Yeah, but clean up your own mess. What happened to that?
Absolutely.
That
no, you absolutely should clean up your own messes. And I'm like, one of the things that I've done with my personal life, because I used to be somebody who did that work for other people, I'd have to set the stage for them to clean up their messes with me. And finally, I realized it's really disempowering, you know, and if you look at the friendships in your life where you're doing all the work, or you have to constantly set the example.
Right.
You know, your friends are a reflection of you.
Are you married?
I'm not married.
How old are you?
I just got out of a long relationship. I'm 27.
27. All right. Mm-hmm. Randy Wang's looking for a chick who's really together.
You know, I think I just turned gay. Sam, what are you doing
How
tonight?
How dare you?
Just kidding.
I love you, Kelly.
Kelly, hold on one second. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to Extreme Motorsports.
Yeah!
Motocross. Happening at, let me see, a pair of tickets to Extreme Motocross happening this Saturday at the Orange County Fair. And it goes on through August 3rd. So go to the Orange County Fair, orangecountyfair.com.
Ooh, nice.
Let's talk to Robert, Marina Del Rey. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy, my boy. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Robert.
Hello. Hey, Timmy, presumably some of these friends affecting your life this way are listening tonight.
Why
and
do you think
members.
I'm doing this?
Exactly. What a forum you have.
Yes. That I can talk to them all at once.
Right.
A big conference call.
Right, but interestingly enough, it may not resonate with these people. They'll probably say, he's not referring to me.
Well, let me straighten it out for them then. I am referring to direct family members.
Can you give initials?
Yeah, I can give you names. My brother Sean, my brother Corey, my brother Pat to start with. Then there are some others that I won't mention. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Yeah, that is true. It's like a big conference call.
That's very funny.
All right.
That's assuming they're all listening.
Yes. Tony in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
Sam?
Tony, what's up?
Not much. Hey, maybe the reason why people are always telling you their story is because you're always asking them.
No, I just say, how you doing?
Well, they're telling you, I'm pretty bad because, XYZ, but maybe you should be asking.
Yeah, being conversational, Tim.
Don't
say how you're doing.
No. Dude, listen. When somebody says, how you doing, they want a response back like, doing fine.
I have the most sagest advice to ever give you.
Doing great.
Don't ever ask a question you don't want to know the answer to. In life, in general, listen to me again. Don't ever ask a question you don't want to know the answer to, ever.
That you don't know the answer to?
That you don't want to know the answer to.
Well, that's not how that old adage goes. It's never ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
No, that's a different adage. are added. Listen, Randy, I'm going to meet you in the parking lot later and kick your ass at the joints.
Tommy in Valencia, the last call of the evening. Congratulations.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
You know what? You should just tell him, yeah, it's a rhetorical question. I don't want an answer. But besides that, I think people just have no dignity anymore.
No, I think you're right.
They don't care about spilling their life to you and looking like an idiot.
I know. They're nuts. Sorry, we got a bad connection with you. Darren, I'm sorry. You're on 97.1.
Another bad
connections.
One.
Chewy, you're on
what's
the air.
What's his name again?
Chewy.
Hey, what's going on there, Jimmy?
Hey.
Hey, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I work for Caterpillar, Manly Man, right?
Right.
And I get, on three different occasions, I've had these people actually come up and cry to me.
Oh, Jesus.
But my wife is so effing ugly, I can't even do anything with her. I'm like, come on, you made the decision. Get out of it.
I like Caterpillar. All right, hold on one sec. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the OC Fair as well. OCFair.com. It is Tim Conway Jr. and Sam Phillips. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Party people unite. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. John and Jeff are with us from the John and Jeff Show. What's happening tonight, fellas?
Hey.
What's going on tonight?
Well, I don't know what's going on the big show. I can listen all the way home here.
Online gambling. There's a huge difference in people gambling in casinos and online because they're saying it's more addictive. So, Timmy, we'll be talking about you.
Oh, Bobo. I don't play them at casinos much more, but I do bet those horses.
You like the ponies.
Yeah, bet those ponies. I enjoy hazarding part of my wages on the outcome of those events. All right, so stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. We'll see you tomorrow with Arsenio Hall, everybody. Got to thank Sam Phillips for coming by.
Thank you, buddy, for
it
having
is,
me.
Thank you, Sammy. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show right after Like is tomorrow on 97.1 Free FM.
Gup.
Andrew in Northridge, you're on 97.1.
Dude, you never leave the kids in the car, ever.
Get out of here, dude. You how many kids you have?
No, I'll tell you why. Because when
how many kids do you have?
None.
Yeah, none. F you. Don't tell me how to raise kids when you got no kids, you jackass.
There you go.
What's wrong with I got to put my headphones down for this. If there's one thing that pisses off fathers and mothers, it's you sons of bitches out there who have no kids and you're holier than thou. You know, well, when you have a kid, you'll never give him pizza. When you have a kid, you'll only give him the right foods. When you have a kid, you know, you'll make sure he's to bed at 7 p.m. All the rules go out the window when you got the kids.
Right, of course.
You don't tell me how to raise the kids, jackass Andrew in Northridge.
Until
you never
walk
leave the kids in the car. How many do you have? None. F you!
A mile in your shoes. Do
exactly,
not make
that's
judgments.
Exactly right.
On Tim Conway Jr.
Sons of bitches.